Parshas Lech Lecha, the first day. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. So Hashem tells Avram Avinu, go out from your land. And this was the first test to go to Israel. Rabbi Abba Posach, Rabbi Abba opened up, trailblazed the new path in the Torah of Omar, and he said a Pasuk from Yeshayahu, from Isaiah 47. Hashem says to the people, Shimo Eli Abirei Lev, Rachoki Mitzdaka. Listen to me, ye hard, stubborn of heart, who are far away from charity. So he explains, Shimu Eli Abirei Lev, listen to me, those hard of heart. Kama Tekifin Libayo Dechayavaya, how hard is the heart of the wicked. Dechamin Shvilei V'Ochei Diraisa, that they see the paths and ways of the Torah. He uses two terms referring to the inner light and the surrounding light of the Torah. Lo mistaklin behu, and they don't gaze in it. They don't gaze in them. They don't pay attention to them, to try and use them to make their lives better. Libayo tekifin, and their hearts are hard. In which way? Lo mahadrin b'tshuv to legabi morehon, that they do not return repentance towards their master, towards Hashem their creator. And therefore, vikrun abirei lev, and they're called hard of heart. The rest of the verse says, Rechokim mitzdaka, they're far from charity. What does that mean? The Misrachkim Yeraisa, that they're far from the Torah. Of course, the entire Torah is called charity because the Torah, its essence, is to transform the selfish nature of a person into a nature of giving, which is the root of all charity. So the message is we have to listen to the Torah in order to make ourselves into giving people. And that's the point of creation. Rabbi Chizkiya Omar, Rabbi Chizkiya says, the Misrachim Yikutcher Brichu, that they are far from the Holy One, blessed be He. Minen Rechikin Minei, and they are far from Him. So again, he uses two terms for the being far from Hashem, referring that to this, that they are far from His inner light that dwells within the world, and from His surrounding light, a light that's too great to enter into the world, something the person can only relate to through transcendence, through meditation, through going above his self, but they're far from both levels. Now, what is the difference between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chizkiya? Rabbi Abba said they're far from the Torah, and Rabbi Chizkiya said they're far from Hashem. We know the Zohar teaches that Hashem and the Torah are one. But the Torah is the clothing of Hashem's will in a system, a special system designed to teach us and enable us to raise up everything in the world and to connect it to Hashem. So that's what it means. They're far from the Torah. They're far from this special system that Hashem gave us to connect the world to Him. Rav Chizkiya says they're far from Hashem means they're far in their hearts from the realization, the awareness of the existence of Hashem and the experience of His presence. Both are related, but a little bit different. Rechizkiya means even in their everyday functioning awareness, they don't think about their Creator. And begin kach, because of this, ikun abir lev, the cold, hard, and stubborn of heart. It explains the continuation. Harchoki mitzdaka, they're far from charity. In which way? Delo boin lekor v'legabi kutcher brichu, that they don't want to get close to the Holy and Blessed Be He. Because Hashem is the ultimate root of all giving. His creation of the world, of the universe, was a pure altruistic act of giving. He just wanted to give of his good to another. So Tzedakah, the ultimate charity giver, the verse is referring to, is Hashem Himself. Begin kach, because of this, even the chokim means Tzedakah, they're far from charity, from the root of all giving of the universe. And in truth it says that this is what we have to do in mitzvahs, as I'll say, v'lach v'drachav, the verse it says, you should walk in His ways. The root idea behind all the commandments is that we should emulate Hashem. Kiven dinun rechokim mitzdaka, since they're far from charity, rechokim inun mishalom, they're far from peace. The leish lon shalom, that they have no peace. Peace means the unification of opposites, as it says, Osa shalom b'mromov, he makes peace in his high heights. And as it's explained, refers to the unification. Shemayim, heavens, is H, Mayim, fire, water. Hashem brings opposites together and makes peace between them. From that comes the unification of the soul, the body, inside of a person, and the spirituality and the physicality of everything in the universe. But through our connection to Hashem and the Torah, that's how we're able to fuse these opposites and connect the world with its root cause of creation, that the spirituality should be revealed. The people that are far from giving, so then the selfish nature of the physical world wins, and they're far away from peace because the spirituality is not manifest. And we see this in the verse, Tichsiv, it's written in Shai in Isaiah 48, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rasha'im. There's no peace, says Hashem, to the wicked. Their wickedness that they give their physical selfish nature priority, and through that the spiritual soul cannot manifest, the giving aspect. My time was to reason begin to inu rechokim mitzdaka, because they're far from charity. Tochazi, come and see. Avram boy lekarvo lekutcher brichu. Avram wanted to get close to the Holy One, blessed be He. His karv, and to get near. Get close means he was trying to do things, and he got close means his feeling inside. That's what's meant by what's written. We find it Tehillim 45. Ahavta tzedek, you loved righteousness, vatisne resha, and you hated wickedness. Pasuk in Tehillim in Psalms 45. Begin to ahav tzedek, vasana resha, because he loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Is karv litzdaka, he is brought close to charity, which means to giving. And we know that Avram is quality is chesed, is loving kindness. So he is the embodiment of the power of chesed, of loving kindness, which Hashem used to create the world. So that's how, that was his link, his angle to get close to Hashem. Our dog sees, because this is written, Pasuk in Shai, Isaiah 41, Avram Ohavi, Avram, my beloved one. Hashem loves Avram because Avram is busy learning, loving and giving all the time. My time, what's the reason? Ohavi, my lover, Hashem says. Begin to receive Ohav Tzedek, because it says, he loved righteousness. Mechimus the Kutcher Brichu, the Rachum Le Avram, Mikol B'nei Dorei, the love of the Holy and Blessed Be He, that he loved Avraham more than all the people in the generation. Tavu Abirei Lev, that they were stubborn of heart. Vinan Rechokim Mitzdaka, they are far from charity, from giving. Kamod Itmar, as was said. And that's why Hashem told Avraham to leave his land and to go to Israel, a place where his presence is manifest, because he was busy giving. Therefore he merited, Hashem wanted to bring him close, bring him to the place where the Shekhinah, Divine Presence, is manifest. And thus, the more a person gives of himself to Hashem, the more he will merit that Hashem will draw him to Him. Rabbi Yossi Pasach, Rabbi Yossi opened the explanation, the verse in Tehillim, in Psalms 84. David HaMelech says, Ma yedidos mishkanosecha Hashem Tzevakos, how beloved is your dwelling places, Hashem of hosts. And the simple explanation of the verse is referring to the place, special places where there's a concentrated manifestation of the Divine Presence, referring to the Bati Medrashos, Bati Knesios, the shuls, place where people pray and learn. So he explains, Kama Islon of the Nashali Stakla Bapulchon of the Kutcher Brichu, how much there is for people to gaze in the work of the Holy One, blessed be He. Toha Kolbne Nasha Lo Yodi Vlo Mistakli Alma Koi Malma. Because all the people do not know, do not gaze on what endures the world. Vinon Alma Kaiman, and they, on what they stand. People don't know what we're living for, what everything is all about. Why is there a world, and why is there be? The Kag Borakut Shabrichu Alma. That's when the Holy One, blessed be He, made the world. Shmaim Eish Umimayim Mis Arvin Kechada. The heavens were mixed from fire and water as one. As we mentioned, that this is the special power of Hashem to unite opposites. Lo Havi Galdi, and they were not as of yet not coagulated. They weren't fully concretized. The spiritual elements in their root, Hashem brought them together. They weren't yet able to manifest. Labasa, and afterwards the glidu, they coagulated. They were solidified. Rekaimi berucha ilah, and they stood. They endured by supernal spirit, which means that there's a special power, spiritual power that Hashem invested in the universe to keep the opposites together, keep them functioning, enduring, existing. And from there he planted the world to stand upon pillars. Pillars is one of the parables that the Zohar uses for the Zephiros, the divine attributes, which are the pillars of the universe. And he planted the world, standing upon them, which means everything world grows from this root connection to the divine attributes. From there spreads out the revelation of Hashem's divinity to all parts of existence. Vinun samchen, in these pillars, lo kaimin ela bahal rucha. They did not stand and endure except upon that spirit, the spirit of Hashem, something spiritual, something transcendent that is above the physical expression of existence that keeps everything going. Dynamic power that Hashem invested in existence. The spirituality to unite opposites and make everything continue. Ubishai tada rucha istolik. And at the time when that spirit departs, if Hashem would want for any reason to take away part of existence, so he would take the spirit away from it, so what would happen? Kulu barafafin v'zoyin. They all are shaky and trembling, like something that has no endurance. Shaking and trembling from the inner light and external light that is not able to endure. V'alma arsis, and the world trembles, because a part of it has been divested of its root connecting and balancing force. Adur Dixiv, that's what's written. Pasuk in Eov in Job 9, we can see this idea expressed in this verse. In praise of Hashem, we say, Hamargiz Eretz Mim Koimo. He makes the land tremble from its place. He agitates the world from where it's set. Vamudeha Yispalatsun. And its pillars are disjointed. This means that if Hashem, for any reason, wants to take away and dismantle a part of existence, he just removes his spirit from that place, the whole world trembles, and it can't endure. So therefore, we have to praise Hashem and thank him every single second that things are going on and are enduring. It's not just stem, it's not just, you know, it's just happening, it's not an automatic, it's not an auxiliary, it's because Hashem is actively keeping his spirit inside of everything, that everything is existing. So just waking up and taking a look at the world, we should praise and thank Hashem. And it all stands upon the Torah, the entire universe. Hashem created the world for the sake of the Torah. He looked in the Torah and created the world. So it's because his spirit that's in the Torah, it's through that everything is able to continue. And actively we have to bring it out, the spirit of the Torah that's in everything, in order to give the world that much more connection to Hashem and reveal His presence through fulfilling and living the Torah. That's what he says, Dechad yesh mishtadli b'raisa miskayim alma. Because when there are those that strive in the Torah, the world endures. They're causing a manifestation of that spiritual inner energy inside to come out and give everything that much more solidification and existence. A person who learns Torah, the more he learns, the more he's alive, the more he endures, and the more he causes all this for all of creation. V'inan kaimin v'samachin kaimin v'asrayu shlim. And those pillars and sustaining forces endure in their place completely, which means the spiritual energy inside of everything remains there. Sochazi, come and see. I'll show you this. V'shaita di'isar palgus le'liya, at the time when it was awakened, midnight. V'kutra brichu ol l'ginsa di'eden, v'shtasha in sarikaya. The Holy One, blessed be He, enters into paradise to frolic with the righteous. As the Zohar says this many times, that the special time of midnight, the judgment of night, the dark forces are sweetened and is revealed the great power of loving kindness. And above in heaven, Hashem enters into paradise to play as if it were with the souls of the righteous. And anyone who merits to be there at the time, being busy in serving Hashem, is engraved up there in the spiritual worlds and known. It gives them a special connection. So at that time, Kulu Ilanin begins to the Eden Mizamin and Mishabachan Kame. All of the trees in paradise sing and praise before him. So the trees in paradise refers to the manifestation of the Sephiroth that are there. And like trees, which means it's growing and growing for each person, for each soul there, his appreciation and the shining of the divine presence in paradise. And at midnight, the trees sing in praise from the inner and external revelation of the Shekhinah that they are dosed with. At midnight, they break forth in song, and the soul is granted the privilege of experiencing Hashem that much more deeper. And the soul itself merits there in paradise to praise and sing to Hashem. The Chassid, we see this in the verse, it's written, Aziran anu atzeha yo'ar. Then, break forth in song, the trees of the forest. A verse in Tehillim. And this, based on the Zohar's explanation over here, is referring to the trees of paradise, which refers to the manifestation of the tree of life in many different ways to the divine attributes. That bursts forth in song to Hashem in paradise. And we know that this verse is speaking spiritually, because it starts with the word Uz, which the Zohar explains many places. Uz is Gematria 8, refers to the sphere of Bina, the eighth sphere from below to above, which is above the seven of this world. So therefore, it always refers to the transcending level of paradise, of Bina, the world to come, that's a step above our universe of seven. Now, what does the Chazi come and see relative to what he says before? And the point is that the whole world was created to reach the utopian state. So if Chas V'Shalom people don't learn Torah, they cause that the enduring spirit, the inner spiritual life force that Hashem put inside of everything, is not manifest Chas V'Shalom, and it takes things away from their endurance. It weakens as if it were existence. When a person does learn Torah, infuses a revelation, Hashem's light inside of everything in existence, and he connects it to its root in the spiritual worlds above. Especially a person who merits to get up at midnight and serve Hashem at that time, connects the world with his spiritual root. It's a very great accomplishment. It's one of the greatest things a person can do to save all of existence and connect everything to its root above. Now, Avraham Avinu, he's especially connected with this. We find Ve'echalek Aleihem Laila in the Parshas Lech Lecha, in this Parsha, that Avraham Avinu won the war, specifically at midnight, to draw on a special saving to him. So we know that, again, midnight is the time when the judgment of night is turned around into chesed, into loving kindness, a manifestation of the good of Hashem. When a person who breaks the selfishness inside of himself, the selfishness that comes from the physical nature, and he breaks that in order to give to Hashem, to give of himself, like Avraham Avinu was the semel, he gave chesed to the world, he embodied the chesed of Hashem to the universe. So it's like breaking the night, it's like the secret of midnight. Therefore he was saved through the secret of midnight. He caused the manifestation of Hashem's presence in the world, and connects himself with the world to come. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that three, Hashem gave them taste of the world to come, Avram and his children, Yitzchok and Yaakov, they merited to be in the state of always connecting everything in the universe with its root above in eternity.